James Kimo Williams. I'm with the United States Veterans Arts Program. I'm a composer. We're going to do 4 of my pieces written for piano. I looked at the music that I've written for orchestra and string quartet and decided on 4 pieces that I felt really connected to who I am as a universal citizen and how it may impact on me as having served my country. The name of the concert in general is called A Soldier's Trilogy in 4 Parts. The trilogy is looking at life. I look at life much like, and this may actually already be something that's standard or normal, but as a play. You know, you have Act 1, you have Act 2, and then you have Act 3. And I look at this music as Act 1 from the standpoint of Buffalo soldiers, the black soldiers in the Indian Wars, and the types of things that they had to go through in order to find their sense of service and the oppression that they had to go through. And I look at that part as the Act 1 of me coming to terms with understanding the contributions that they made. And then when I look at the second part, this would be Vietnam, me actually serving in that military, understanding what those soldiers back in the Buffalo soldiers had done. And now here I am serving our country in Vietnam. And so Symphony for the Sons of Nam and Quiet Shadows, those two pieces reflect my artistic expression of that service. And then the third part is looking back on my service, looking back on every individual who made a decision that they were going to participate in the military service. And this piece is called Into the Liquid, and there's a slash and calls Veterans Lament. And so this is where I feel like I have now become part of that family of veterans who have participated in this country that we live in.
I'm Rob Tudor, chair of the music department here at Shepherd and director of vocal activities. And my ambitions, my values are really tied to community and arts and music and connections. Those are just constant themes that I'm driven by. So I was interested in taking this man's work and his passions and connecting them in the community and connecting them to a learning environment, to an artistic expression, to music and community.
What do you think having an event like this, having Kimo come and talk, mm-hmm. Having the Veterans Art does for the educational value here at Shepherd?
It's one thing just to sort of put art in front of a student and say, this is art and these are the elements of the arts. It is a deeper connection when someone says, and this is the story of the artist. And this is the story behind the work. You know, you connect on a deeper level, on a soulful level, with a piece, with a work, with a visual piece, with these that are related, when you can understand the motivation behind it and the story behind it, because it allows you to put your own story and relate that to that story. Sure. And that's one of the most valuable things about this, is that it's more than just sharing personal details about from one person's perspective. It's putting it in the context of a series of events. It's putting it in the context of a work. It's putting it in the context of visual art and oral art and hearing that story behind it.